Ramsey residents have been quizzing the five hopefuls bidding to become members of the House of Keys. Here's James Davis.
In all, around 200 people heard the views of Dr. Alex Allenson, Nick Crowe, Laurie Hooper, John McDonough and Leonard Singer at Ramsey Grammar School's West Building on Wednesday night. The meeting just hours after all five candidates had been grilled by sixth form students at the school. So what were they expecting this time?
I'm expecting it to be quite lively. These requisition meetings normally are, and you can always prepare for the first section where you get to have a prepared introduction, but then as soon as the questions start flying from the floor, it can come from anywhere, so it's going to be lively, I think. This morning we sat and did the same thing with the sixth formers at Ramsey Grammar School. It was great because they were really engaged. It was great to have a chance to talk to them and hear the issues, but equally it was like a little warm-up for this event, so the nerves are gone by now.
Well, it'd be a good chance to see what the people really want, how really I've spoken to people at the doorstep. Anything that they didn't think to raise at the time, get some interesting questions fired at us and hopefully come up with some good answers. It's a bit nerve-wracking, I must admit, but I mean, it's all experience. It's the area we're hoping to get into, so that'd be great.
Well, these are always interesting meetings. I've done quite a few now. You never quite know what to expect, but I hope I can cope well, and I hope I can answer the questions, and I hope that when people leave here, they feel that they've heard everyone's policies, and then they can make a judgment on who they're going to vote for.
It can't be any worse than that. This morning I got tortured by them young ones this morning, you know, year 13, we're in the Ramsey Grammar School this morning. Yeah, but it was interesting. Yeah, it was good to hear, you know, different points from the youth anyway. I don't show too much many nerves. You can get stuck on the odd question, but there again, you know, but we'll see. It's going to be tough, yeah. I don't shy away from it.
A packed house, and we've got it. Lots of local interest in local issues, but also at the national level as well. This is a very, very important election, and it's nice to see that we've got five candidates here in Ramsey. It gives the people of Ramsey a chance to keep us on our toes, test us to make sure that we know what we're talking about, if we're going to get their trust to actually stand and succeed as being their representative in the House of Keys.
Well, that's what the candidates were expecting. And whereas the pier, the marina, Ramsey Cottage Hospital have all been hot potatoes in the past, what they got in its place this time was the equivalent, I suppose, the relocation of the post office. But that was just touched upon in many ways. The economy, the structure of government, the VAT agreement, the need to be a full-time MHK, collective responsibility, tuition fees, attracting young people back to the island, abortion, the legalisation of cannabis, all among the topics discussed. Even Viagra got a mention from one candidate. But above all, some very vocal ratepayers. A mixed bag of views, a mixed bag of feedback.
I almost walked out a few times because I was here for 2 hours and the only things that were being mentioned were economic stability and infrastructure, which I understand are important parts of Yalaman and need to be talked about, but there was nothing for any younger people.
Are you going to vote?
I am, yes. But wanted to hear more about the younger generation and what they are hoping to do for us, and if they have anything, I'm more interested in hearing about how they can help me.
It was quite interesting. Disappointed that there wasn't a little bit more challenging questions to some of the candidates. There's been some interesting debates online about some of the candidates and the way they've conducted themselves away from the official lines of hustings, and there was no kind of challenge on those issues. It focused mainly on money tonight, but then that's has to be the focus, I think, going forward.
Has it made your mind up tonight who you'll vote for, or perhaps who you won't? Or was it pretty set beforehand?
I'd pretty much made my mind up from manifestos and visits and knowing actually some of the candidates that are standing. It kind of cemented my decision. I think there were a few people in the audience that may have been quietly surprised by the way some people performed tonight.
Well, a lot of bluff.
You were quite vocal.
Yeah,
do you expect a high turnout?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, a lot of people don't even realise whether they're on the electoral list or not. And I find that a bit bizarre, really, because, you know, there's a lot of people, and I can assure you, there's a lot of vocal intent in the town. I implore people to get out to vote. This new government needs to hit the ground running.
There was only one actual candidate that I actually believed that he was being truthful and honest and wanted to help the people of his constituency. And if he was to get in, I think he would do the town of Ramsey are very, very proud. And he's realising that people of Ramsey, people of the Isle of Man, need somebody that's very strong and very, very full of beliefs.
Has just tonight decided, made your mind up?
Yes, oh yes, definitely. We are a lovely island, clean island. We need to keep it that way, but we need honesty within the government, and that's who we rely on. And if we haven't got that, what have you got? Not a lot left.
Well, many will have decided who they'll vote for, indeed whether they vote at all. This time next week, we'll know who the people of Ramsey have chosen to represent them for the next 5 years. In a town which has been partly represented by one man for the past 32 years, during which time Alan Bell became one of the most established figures in the island's political history. It will be fascinating to see how it unfolds.